September 15, if Judas had repented. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. It was in the power of Christ to deliver himself. When he spoke the words in Gethsemane, I am he, immediately angels surrounded him, and that throng had all the evidence they could or would have that Christ was the power of God. When that murderous throng was sent reeling, catching the air as for support, and falling heavily to the ground, it would have been an easy matter for Christ to have kept them helpless and prostrate, and pass out of their midst unharmed. By the flashing forth of his brightness and glory, he could have extinguished them. Judas expected this, for many a time Christ had escaped. It is not a marvel that Judas, even then, should hold on to his hatred and his purpose to the last. If then he had repented, if he had confessed at this last moment, if his traitor's heart had broken, he would have received pardon. But satanic resistance increases in proportion to the light given and resisted. The appeals, the warnings of danger and perils to come did not change the purpose of Judas, because his heart was unchanged. In the face of light and evidence, he determined to follow his own course and do his own will. The long-suffering of Christ, the reproof kindly given, coming to him at last from the divine lips, does not break his stubborn heart. He hardens his heart by his long resistance. He sees where his footsteps are tending, but satanic agencies are all around him, and he has no power to save himself from their snare. The human attributes so long held, the refusal to yield to the light, now makes him blind to all consequences. Judas is not the only man who has passed over this ground. Judas was a man who possessed valuable qualities, but he was not teachable. When one has had connection with those who bear the truth from heaven and hears but does not practice the truth, that truth is brought down to mean nothing worthy of attention to him. Thus it was with Judas. Man must believe the truth. He must change his own course of action, coming into harmony with the light shining upon him. Manuscript 100, September 15, 1897, The Arrest of Christ. This is the end of tape number 9A, This Day with God. Turn this tape over. It is continued on the other side. This Day with God, tape 9B.